Of all the Thanksgiving traditions, there is one in Detroit that's been a constant for decades, a heaping helping of hapless lions. The Detroit Lions have played on Thanksgiving Day since 1934. The football team has struggled for a long time, but not this year. They've got a realistic chance to reach the Super Bowl, and that gives Detroit fans something to be extra thankful for. Quinn Kleinfelter reports from member station WDET.
Thousands of people draped in Lions jerseys, jackets, and hard hats painted like the team's helmet packed parking lots outside Detroit Stadium before a recent home game. For fan Emily Fricken, the Thanksgiving Day game to her means football, family, and hopefully not fumbling the dinner made among fellow tailgaters.
First time my dad tried deep frying a turkey, it went terribly, terribly wrong. Blowing up like a little bit of the deep fryer, but every single Thanksgiving we were here at the crack of dawn, deep frying a turkey, and you know, it's just been in my blood ever since I've been little.
BJ Zelenek says generations of families have grown up with a love for Lions Thanksgiving Day football.
We've had our grandkids dress up as little turkeys. We've also done the parade.
Detroit's Thanksgiving Day parade draws tens of thousands to the city's downtown. But Pro Football Hall of Fame historian John Kendall says the NFL was hard-pressed to create the same interest in the Thanksgiving Day games until radio executive George Richards bought the team in 1934 and created a network of 90 stations to broadcast the holiday contest.
What he did during this time frame and that Thanksgiving Day game, you know, really had an impact on the league as a whole and its growth into what it is today.
Yet the Lions often struggled and have not won a playoff game since 1991. The team hit rock bottom in 2008.
The Detroit Lions have completed the first non-winning season of a 16-game schedule in NFL history.
Some NFL owners unsuccessfully lobbied to take the Thanksgiving Day game away from Detroit, arguing the Lions' typically poor performance was a bad look for the league. The Lions roared back about 3 years ago when former player Dan Campbell became head coach. He famously pledged to develop a team as tough as its city, one that would rise up every time it was knocked down and, quote, bite a kneecap on the way. A team, Campbell says, that's worthy of the Thanksgiving Day showcase.
Everybody's watching, all your family, all your friends, and this is the type of game, man, you come out of and you got somebody you went to school with in second grade who's texting you, you know, and family member, everything. It's special.
That sentiment echoes inside the Lions' locker room. Offensive lineman Panay Sewell says the tradition reached him even while growing up in American Samoa.
Kind of depend on whether my dad knew there was a game on and he could turn on the antennas and stuff like that. But no, we'd actually just have our own type of football game in the backyard.
Let's go Lions!
Let's go Lions!
Let's go Lions! Let's go Lions!
Back among the tailgaters outside Detroit Stadium, Emily Fricken smiles at the sense of hope she feels among Lions fans now. Fricken says it's what her late father always wanted to be part of. And she says, in a way, he is.
So I have his team ring and his wedding ring on my necklace right now. He wanted to see a Lions Super Bowl. So I'm confident that will happen soon in my lifetime.
She says perhaps that would also start a new NFL tradition, a perennial championship contender here. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.